The time of darkness is descending, an age when the dark shall eclipse light, so that men will perhaps call it the age of darkness.
Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone.
Welcome once again to the darkness, everyone. The darkness.
Welcome, people.
You are joined here with Chicago John, and you're also joined here with
Cody.
Cody, one of the best all-time co-hosts of MovieSpoilers.com podcast. So please, if you haven't got a chance to vote for the Movie Spoilers podcast, make sure you vote every day and validate your emails at podcastawards.com. Under films, you will see MovieSpoilers.com. So please vote for Cody and P1, the great, for the movies. The movie category.
That's how you have people vote once a day, each day until March 24th, actually. So you got about, from the time of this recording, got about 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks exactly. So
probably by this recording, about 12 days. Yeah. So there you go. I didn't even mess up that whole thing, did I? Look at that.
Not bad, CJ.
Woody woo.
I'll give you that. Woody woo. I'll give you that. But, however, I think you did about something else, man.
Okay.
Weren't you supposed to record something earlier, my friend?
Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne gave me a call. He could not record because he didn't even get a chance to see it.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing was, like, I was just actually watching before our time came, so I had to put that to the side.
Oh.
So, what? And we definitely got to get that Better Call Saul out there because, man, this episode, woo! If you, anybody that loves Mike, you want to see this episode of Better Call Saul.
All right.
It's one of the best episodes I've seen with Mike so far.
Okay. Well, I haven't checked it out yet, but I will get on that soon.
Oh, you definitely gotta get on top of that. Get on top of it, Cody. So, this week, you know what we got to talk about this week?
Is it more bullshit, CJ? I hope not. Does it involve Jake Smith? Before we start anything, does it involve Jake Smith? I want to get that out the way right now. That is the case.
I don't have your stepbrother up here, so he hasn't did anything. Your evil twin. your Lazarus Pit version of you.
Okay. I thought he was supposed to come out rejuvenated.
He come out rejuvenated and you can't act. You wasting all that acting money.
That's like me, man. The hell are you talking about?
I mean, you have your father actually doubting his career up to this point, who've been in movies for like over 20 years.
Shit, you know, yeah, he didn't start Johnny's career until Jaden Smith came on the scene. You're right.
Damn, yeah.
I realize that. Damn, you're right.
He had to write a paper saying, like, After Earth was one of the worst things he ever done in his career. And he had sex with a gay man. He had sex with a gay man in one of his movies.
No, he didn't even kiss the dude, man. That was one of the biggest problems with it. He said if he had a chance to redo it, he would actually do it. He never kissed that dude.
Well, he didn't kiss him. He just had the like he was thrusting into his ass. So, I mean, I don't know what's worse. I mean, I don't know. I mean, now, you know, he said that about, 18 years ago.
Yeah.
So nowadays, I don't know. He probably would do both, thrust in the ass and kiss him. Mm-hmm. You know, the way we're going around with the gay, quote-unquote, culture and stuff like that, they're trying to be a little bit more accepting. You Californians, people, you know, you got to love your gay people, too. So, you know. I'm up here in the Midwest, you know, I'm trying to say I love them without getting hung or beaten.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
Yeah, so, you know I won't be like you and P1 down there in California, be able to, you know, hold hands freely and make that all that sweet love, you know, unadulterated.
Unadulterated.
But no, it does not have nothing to do with your brother. So, what this has to do, this time, we're going to have to talk about it, because it kind of came out of nowhere, and you know, this is good as me. It was the whole bullshit about fucking Ghostbusters, man.
Oh, man. You know, there's been some interesting developments about that. You might be surprised my reaction to it. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, for those of you don't know, there's an official announcement that came on Deadline News yesterday. It concerned the details of the Ghostbusters franchise. And there will be another Ghostbusters movie in a not-too-distant future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a doubling movie, you know, which you know, we already have our gender Ghostbusters with the females. Now we're going to have a new one with the males. And rumor has it it's supposed to have Channing Tatum and Chris Pine as our two of our leads mm-hmm. that are going to be in this movie. There's also a new production company called Ghostbusters Core. That's setting with Sony, so the, you know, that P1 department. Now, I don't know how much he had to do with this movie. Mm. But it would not, this would not be a all-woman's Ghostbuster. It would definitely be with men this time.
Now, granted. Actually, I heard those reports were actually kind of false, actually, with the whole men thing. I heard it's actually a mixture, not just men. I think they updated that, so it's not just. Full male cast, as opposed to like the whole female cast of the other Ghostbusters movie. So, I don't know, just what I heard.
Okay. So. Well, you know, maybe who knows? They could be pulling face, you know, or saving face, I should say, with that whole cast. Yeah, it's supposed to be written by Drew Pearce. He was a guy who actually did Iron Man 3, your favorite.
I did.
Your favorite. So, I know you can't wait for this movie.
Yeah.
He also did Mission Impossible 5.
Did he?
Yeah.
He wrote that? He was writing that?
Right. Yeah, he wrote Mission Impossible 5, and he wrote your favorite Iron Man 3.
Wow. Okay. Well, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And this should be directed by the Russo brothers. And, you know, we all know them because they did the Captain America Winter Soldier movie.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, the question really is, you know, how do you think this Ghostbuster will do in a highly competitive world of movie franchise, for one? Two, does it even matter? Now, let's just say, before your information that you gave me, let's just say they are just doing an all-male and an all-female.
Mm-hmm.
Is that necessary?
You talk about just based on gender, you mean?
Yeah, just based on gender. Like, is it necessary
No, it's not. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. I think the main problem with particularly that female one version is the talent behind it, Paul Feig.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said before, we've seen his female-driven films, and they made women look terrible. So that's my biggest beef with that. Like, if it was somebody else on that, I would.
Like Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder
would probably
Christ.
Be a perfect version.
Yeah.
Of
it's over-sexualized everybody. Yeah. Great idea.
Sucker Punch with Ghostbusters. That's awesome. That's my kind of movie.
Yes. All the Ghostbusters and miniskirts. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. That would be like message. Have a nice little gothic punk scene to them, and then, you know, they having a dream, but then they killing the ghost scene or something.
Yeah. I know you'd be all over that shit. Whereas me, you know, I'm a reasonable son of a bitch. I'd be like, damn, this is not right. This is not right at all. It's wrong. But the other one, this new one that you're talking about with Channing Tatum and Chris Pratt, perhaps,
yeah.
And with the Russo brothers, like, I'm all for that. Even with the Drew Pearce factor, I know he wrote Iron Man 3, and I fucking despise that movie. And
despise.
Yes, and the comedy is a big part of why I despise that movie.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm a bit hesitant about that, but I'm willing to give it a chance. And it does sound, indeed, much better, in my opinion, than the other version they have. So, I don't know, man. That one, I'm intrigued about. But the all-female one, and it has nothing to do with the females themselves. It's the... Other than Melissa McCarthy, it's the production team behind it. So
I don't know. Your patriarchy is showing quite well on this one.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. I mean, okay. So let's go back to the writer. He wrote Iron Man, which you weren't too fond of.
Hell no.
I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, you probably were drunk or something.
I was very sober when I saw that movie.
I don't believe you were.
I can tell you that right,
I mean,
right
you,
now.
You had a problem with the comedy, and that's all Ghostbusters is comedy. And
yeah.
I guess you don't want to see any comedy in Ghostbusters.
No,
you want
comedy
to see serious.
Is supposed to be funny. Iron Man 3 wasn't
okay.
funny.
You all right? Okay. You see Mission Impossible 5.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you see, that's not going to be a comedy ghost, so I'm wondering if he will do better with just straight-up action.
But it had elements of comedy, but it still had elements of action. Granted, it had more action than comedy.
I guess, like a quip here or there, but nothing to Iron Man 3 extent.
Well, if anything, he was the one who brought Mission Impossible 5 out of your grandmother VCR. You know, he made you want to care about Mission Impossible 5 because actually it was a good film. Mm. Unless I'm thinking of the right one.
You're
That's
about Ghost Protocol. Yeah, 4. Mission Impossible 4.
Oh, he made, okay, though, he didn't do 5.
5 is the new one. He didn't do, 5 is one that hasn't come out yet.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet. Oh, man.
Comes out July.
I'm sorry. I shut the hell up on that one. Well, 5 would be awesome, Cody. With that Iron Man writing.
Yeah, we'll see.
God damn, I really thought he wrote number 4.
Nope.
I would have been super happy.
That wasn't him.
God damn it. Now you have no. I have no ammo for you.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet. Yeah, you're right about that. Not yet, at least. At least I got Iron Man 3 that I know that everybody else in the whole world loves this up here. Because you hate Christmas and you hate Jews.
Oh, come on. Fucking son of a bitch.
It's not my fault that you hate those people and women. Right. So my whole thing, what annoyed me about the female version of Ghostbusters was that the fact that they were just kind of, you know, say, all right, they could be all females. And then, I mean, what, I never really cared. I enjoy Ghostbusters just like any other 6-year-old kid. I mean, I should get the photo that Mama Bear have of me when I went to a Ghostbuster convention in the mall. It was like some kind of Ghostbusters, and they were dancing on stage and everything with Slimer. You know, I had my proton pack. I mean, you pretty much, you dressed up as a Ghostbuster one year, didn't you?
Actually, I have not.
Never. Goddamn young. God
damn. Had nothing to do with me being young, because my brother, my brother who's younger than me, he's been a Ghostbuster before, so had nothing to do with it. I just never caught on to the Ghostbuster thing for Halloween. That's all.
Why have you never went that as Ghostbusting, younger brother?
I don't know. It just never costume I attached myself to. It beats me. I don't know. Was that a big deal or something? That hasn't further my fanboyism for Ghostbusters? Is that the issue, CJ?
I mean, being a Ghostbuster, you know, it represents you being a young boy. You get to play with your proton pack, which was a metaphor for your penis.
Hey,
you know.
Okay. That's what it was. Wow, really?
Yeah, it was. Don't cross the streams. Okay. You know, you and your friends, you don't want to cross streams when you're peeing together.
Who the hell pees together with their friends?
I'm just saying. If we ever got drunk one night and we're out there drinking and having a good time, we're going to pee together.
No, we're not.
You never went to one of those bars where they just had that giant long tube?
Yeah,
I mean, that tube.
I've seen it, but that's necessarily like mean peeing together. You're making it look like it's a fucking social event or something.
I'm still peeing together because you're sharing this tub-looking device that you're peeing into.
All right. Okay.
I've been in plenty of dive bars where they have one urinal, mm-hmm. and it's very long, and like 5 people peeing at one time, and you're not trying to cross streams because that's rude.
Right.
So you never been into one of those bars like that?
I have seen that, but
okay, you never partaked in.
I don't think people go in with the intention, hey man, let's piss together. Wait, what? Who?
You're pretty much doing it. It's like you're battling the Slimer together.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so I guess the tub is the Slimer, right? That's what that is, CJ?
Exactly, yeah. And you're shooting at the urinal, the urinal cake. So the urinal cake is the proton pack that you slide. Well, not the proton pack, but the, what was the name of that thing? You slide across the floor to open it up.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Something. Is this a trap? Or is that just a generic name for it? I forgot.
Right, I don't know. Crap. See, that was a metaphor for the vagina. So.
What?
And you know, I'm just saying, you know they're going to put that in the new Ghostbusters.
CJ, what fucking movie did you watch?
It was, man. Come on. Like, you slide it around, you use your stream, and you pee on it, and then all of a sudden you aim your little monster that comes out the tip of it into the box. And it sucks it in.
Okay. I don't get the the whatever CGI. Fuck it. Whatever. Just go ahead. Let's let you roll with it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, regardless of the tangent, so the thing that annoyed me with the whole the female and the male, female and male thing, that kind of both bothered me. That only bothered me because I'm like, you know, where nowadays do people work where they're only working with all females and all men? You know, unless you're in some kind of gender, I mean, not even gender, but like specific role, like if you're in construction, and even in construction, you got females in it. Even if you work at Victoria's Secret, you got men in it. I mean, they may be gay men or something, or yeah, they're not gonna hire perverts like me to work in a Victoria's Secret.
Hell no.
So I'm just saying, like nowadays, you know, men and women kind of work together. So maybe my theory is they're gonna use, you know, they're gonna have a female version and they're gonna have a male version, and then it could be like the Avengers where they all come together.
I think that's what they said they were gonna do. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh shit! I need to be in Hollywood. I need to get my ticket right now. See, yeah, I'm already ahead of the game.
Yeah. In that sense, yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, that would make more sense. I would be super happy if they end up doing that, combining the two. You know, they don't even know about each other, and all of a sudden, like they meet up to team up together. And you got men and women working together, casting dolls, mating, all that good stuff. I don't think what have been the last movie out there where I actually have females and men kind of working together doing badass stuff?
Man, that's a good question.
I mean, you can kind of say Expendable, but there was only one girl. There wasn't, like, more than one.
I can't think of anything.
You know, and nowadays, now we're so hypersensitive about equality, gender roles.
I guess you could count the Avengers. There's only one woman in there, but
there's only one woman in there.
Yeah, but
it's just like having like you can only have one woman. Like you can only have one black person in a movie with white people.
Right.
You know, you can't have too many.
Well, actually, today that might be different. You know, people on this whole diversity kick. So times are changing on that instance.
Yeah. I mean, wait till we get to the movie where we can have transgender people. Then.
See, that's what I'm waiting for. That's the real change. Yeah.
Oh, you can't wait for your transgenders?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, there you go.
Black and white shit. Yeah, where's the transgender people at? Where are their roles?
I'll take you to an anime convention. You can see one of those.
I'm talking about major movie roles, CJ.
Oh.
That will be the real day. Talk about change.
It's going to take a while for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, unless you want to see like a RuPaul movie.
A RuPaul.
Or you can watch Bravo. That's a lot of transgender.
Did he have a movie? Or am I going to mix that with something else?
Yeah, you call it Pat. It was called Pat.
Pat?
Yeah, it's Pat.
I don't remember.
We talked about it last week with Saturday Night Live characters.
Okay.
It's Pat. I'm just,
I don't know what you're talking
about. He didn't see it. So fuck it, goddammit. I don't know, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, first we need to get the man and female stuff together before we start doing the whole transgenders and the bronies, ponies, and the furries and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but look, yeah, if they're gonna actually combine these two movies together at one point, then that could be awesome.
It could be. I mean, it depends on how that female version turns out. That's the one I'm really skeptical about.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, so you're more skeptical about the female version than the male version?
Yes, the male version. I know, obviously, you know, Chris Pratt, he's great with comedy.
Hold on, let me get my Samantha voice, my Stormbird. Don't you know that women are oppressed back in 1800s because okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Has nothing to do with the female driven film, nothing to do with that. It's not with the talent involved. Disclaimer once again. Anyway. I forgot what I was talking about. What were we talking about? Forgot my damn.
Oh yeah, that you know that the female Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah. No, I was saying, but the male one, we know Chris Pratt. He has great comedic timing. And Channing Tatum, he's shown that with the Jump Street movies. I don't know if that's particularly you could owe that towards what's his name, Lord and Miller, them alone. I don't know if they are the ones that pull it out of him. But I know the Russo brothers, they're no strangers to comedy, so they're on Community before, so that's where they came from.
Okay.
So I mean, Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum together, I don't know, that sounds like an awesome match to me. For a comedic film and like a Ghostbusters movie, yeah, I'm down for that. I'm down for that. I'm wondering who else they're going to cast. I know it's not going to just be them two, or maybe them. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. If anything, I mean, they already got Chris Pratt and Chris Pine, and Channing Tatum. So those two are hunky, beefy type guys who can be funny
yes.
at the same time.
Yes.
So the other two, they got to have like. Maybe that one fugly friend, you know, that girl's like, oh, I wouldn't really fuck him, but since the other three are already taken, I guess I'll fuck that one guy. Like a Jonah Hill. They need like a fat Jonah Hill in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonah Hill, yeah, I think he'd be perfect in there, yeah, too, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be perfect. He'll be like, he's not too handsome, but he is handsome enough where, like, the other girls can see him, like, you know what? I wouldn't let him come in my ass, but I agree with him.
Fuck. Okay.
I'm just saying, you got to keep that balance. You can't have them like all be like studded hots. I mean, look at the female cat. They got one hot girl and the rest. One hot girl and the rest not so hot, but you know.
I don't think that's what they're aiming for, CJ.
Yeah, I guess. I hope not.
I know that's what you're aiming for. Fucking shallow bastard. But no.
I'm just saying. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. I mean, I don't know. I can't wait to see who that third person is. Like I'm saying, either going to be, going to go over the top and make it Jet Black. Oh, they wouldn't make it Jet Black. That'd be stupid. He can become like a side villain or a mini villain.
I don't know what. You see Jet Black?
He couldn't be a part of that for Ghostbusters. They wanted to succeed.
That's cool. Me, what did you see? What the hell? You seen the biggest Jack Black fan? What was that last movie?
Well,
he was a box office draw.
Oh, well, he was a Netflix draw with Benny.
Yeah, that was an independent film. And that was after the fact.
Yeah.
Damn, I heard Jack Black, man. Wow, damn. Jesus Christ, you brought that out of nowhere.
But yeah, I don't know who do you think would be the other two people? Who would you like the other two to be?
Who I like to say Jonah Hill is one of them, and I think I would throw one female in there. It would either be Aubrey Plaza or Emma Stone.
In the male Ghostbusters. Oh yeah, you're going off the whole the knowledge that you just heard. How it's not going to be all male.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that's fine. Now, wasn't there supposed to be some type of Ghostbuster mixed with MIB?
Men in Black and
22 Jump Street. Okay, so that's what that is.
I don't even know if they're still doing that. I have no idea. Actually, you know what? It makes shit. They might as well. If they want to do this, they could cross over 22 Jump Street Ghostbusters now. That would make sense.
That'd be fucking ridiculous.
The more ridiculous is that MIB idea, so.
Yeah. I mean, you got the Ghostbusters with the MIB. You got Will Smith coming back. Jaden coming back to help out. See, you did it. You can't do anything but summon your brother.
Your
brother's a, you know what? Jaden is the brother of lightness. He's the light to our darkness. He wears white Batman outfits. He ruins our Dark Knight with the Batman with his mother in the Gotham. He's the light to our darkness, man. I'm telling you, as soon as Tommy and Jaden get together, man, it'll be over for both of us. So.
Oh boy, yeah, that shit. You're not lying.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited to hear what else coming out. It kind of sucked the way they announced it because it was like, I'm just happy that you gave me the news today because when I heard it, it was like, yeah, it could be all men, nothing but manly man. You know, you ain't gonna go see that pussy Ghostbusters. You're gonna see the real man Ghostbuster with the penises shaped as electron packs. And everything.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I always thought Ghostbusters should have been, I think it's prime for like something like a universe, like what they're doing right now. I don't know if that you should dive head first in that necessarily. Cause I don't think it should just be relegated to New York. Like, that didn't make any sense to me.
Like, I don't think if they ever made a sequel, like, I always thought, like, it should have been like a franchise within the universe. Like, Ghostbusters in L.A., Ghostbusters in Chicago, Miami, wherever. Because it doesn't make sense for a fucking ghost just to be in New York, you know what I mean?
I would hate to see Ghostbusters in Mississippi because they're all just dead slaves. That'd be the most depressing Ghostbusters ever.
12 years of Ghostbuster.
Oh, God. Man, Martin Luther King will be rolling his grave right now. I'm sorry, Dr. King. I'm sorry about that. I can't even imagine that. I would cry. And then the proton beam turned into whips and they start hitting the ghost.
Steve McQueen presents Ghostbusters.
Oh God, no!
Lee Daniels Ghostbuster.
Oh, you put all the famous slaves in there. You put Django. You put 12 Years a Slave in there. You put Rosewood. All those Rosewood slaves. You put all the like Kunta Kinte's and stuff. And like they're not even bad ghosts. They're just trying to like. They're just stuck in limbo because they've been tortured for so long. And then you got the Ghostbuster coming out of redneck. Well, all right there, nigga. We're going to silence your spirit. Send you back to where you belong in hell with the devil. According to the Mormon Bible.
Oh, man. Slave Ghostbusters, man. Yeah, that'll be the day.
That will be fucking terrible. That's why they got to keep it in New York.
Yeah, maybe you have a point, CJ.
Oh God! Wait, you would hate, and think about it. If they did international Ghostbusters, you would not want to see Ghostbusters in Germany.
Oh God!
Especially like not after like 1942 Germany. That'd be terrible. You don't want to see Ghostbusters in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters in Africa? Shit, you definitely want to see that.
Hello.
Ghostbusters in Mexico? That'd be a lot of. Dead drug dealers. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. You're killing dead drug dealers.
So, yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah. You know, maybe you just need to keep it in these suburban areas or these big city places that doesn't have any historical value.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, and you know, Sammy, she really don't want to see those.
Oh, don't even go. Don't you do that, man.
They got to throw a blanket over the whole country and just get rid of them.
Oh, you're horrible.
We got to blanket the country. That's all not, United States.
You're horrible.
You got to put a bing in each corner of the United States and they will trap them all. You know, there was a game that I watched called Beyond Two Souls. And they needed some fucking Ghostbusters to get the Indian spirits going. Oh, that was terrible. That was a terrible game, but it was so funny. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Make that Hollywood. Make that Ghostbusters. That can win an Academy or Oscar.
Oh, Germany Ghostbusters, man. What the fuck?
I know, it's Holocaust.
Oh, yeah, okay. Make Liam Neeson the Ghostbuster. Oh, man, tell me you don't want
to. Damn. If I only had more time, I could have got him.
Get in the fucking proton pack. What are you doing?
Get back in there, Jew. Mel, oh, then you can put Mel Gibson on the Ghostbuster team.
Oh God,
we just need the racist of history to put Mel Gibson, George Bush. Now he's not really a racist, but he'll be that wild card. He'll be the Bill Murray character. George Bush, Will Murray. I don't know who'd be the other two.
Let's see, Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh. There you go.
Oh yeah, Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh. No, Rush Limbaugh will be Slimer. Just make the other one Donald Trump or something like that.
Yeah, I guess that could work.
Yeah. Oh God, well that's why we need to work for Hollywood, man. What are we doing?
Yeah, we just made how many Ghostbusters movies we just made just now? How many?
We just made at least 10 to 15. Yeah.
Damn.
on Academy Awards. Because then you can even have it, they don't even have to be comedy. They just be like serious. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have it with that dark tone and the proton pie. Actually really stripping these souls of these creatures that have been wrong so many years ago, and they're just trying to live and stay out of people's way. Yeah. Oh, God. Ooh, that's depressing. Well, thank God we thought of that. So there you go. There you go, Hollywood. Make that and send us some money.
Please. Please do. Please do. Call us up, goddammit.
One thing, to get off the Ghostbuster topic of the depressing Ghostbusters, the one thing we can talk about is, you know, is there too much Ultron trailer?
What do you mean by that? There's too many trailers, or they're showing too much?
All of the above. Okay, because, you know, last week the final trailer came out, mm-hmm. and, you know, you just got some people thinking that's the final one. You know, that's one trailer too much. Like, are you already sold? Or who are they trying to get at this point? Are they trying to get the nerds? Are they trying to get the regular people? Or this is just part of Hollywood just making fucking trailers just to make trailers? Do they need to make more trailers? Do they need to make less trailers? When it's something like Avengers that makes $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
do they really need to make a trailer? Or this many trailers? So,
Here's the thing. While they have shown a good amount of footage, I still believe you really don't know what exactly is going on within the story.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a fucking clue. I have pinpoints of where I think things are going. But overall, I don't know what the fuck is going on, which I think is awesome. And all the footage we've seen, especially that last trailer, my God, that shit was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. So that's how you do trailers, man. That's how you do trailers. You show all this good shit, but yeah, you still leave people wanting more and still have a mystery in there. So I'm all for it, man. I mean, like what you were alluding to, whether it's a Hollywood thing, I don't know. Like, obviously they already have an audience. Like, they don't need to grab them. People are going to come anyway just by that name. All you have to do is just show that logo, and people will be there opening night. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I think it's just the deal, man. You got to show something. I mean, for a movie, I think that's just how it goes, but that's just me. I don't know how you feel about that.
I mean, how I feel, you know, sometimes I love watching trailers when I'm in a movie,
mm-hmm.
because they show a trailer to me, and then all of a sudden I'm watching my movie, so I kind of forget what I saw, but I have images in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see a trailer online, and then I can watch it over and over again and analyze it. I do not enjoy that as much.
Okay.
I don't enjoy it just because of the fact that, you know, I'm seeing it over and over and I get to see everything. When you see a movie, you know, you go to the theater to watch a 2-hour movie, and then you get there and it's 10 minutes of trailers and you're getting bombarded with all this shit. So at the end of the movie, you're like, I don't know what I saw. You know, what the fuck? I know you feel like you were kind of brainwashed to drink your Overtime.
Yeah, I get that with certain trailers, but honestly, from the trailers you've seen of the Avengers, do you honestly think that's the case?
No, I don't think I saw too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I saw, what do you call it, Vision, face in there.
Yeah, I would like for like a half a second.
Right.
And then they show more of the Hulkbuster fight.
Right. And some people say that was more of a spoiler. You know, like, oh, Avengers. I'm like, for one, to the common person,
mm-hmm.
which is like, everybody out there, they don't give a shit about Vision.
That is, I'm pretty sure they're puzzled when they saw the end of that trailer. Like, what the fuck is that?
And bootleg comic book nerds like myself that know about Vision, I only know about him from the Avengers TV show that came on like UPN back a long time ago. I just knew that he turned invisible. He went through walls, like him and Martian Manhunter, are, like, kind of similar, mm-hmm. and different at the same time.
Really, damn, I didn't even realize that. Wow, you're absolutely right.
Oh yeah, man.
Shit, damn. Oh wow, damn, they are.
The only difference is that one's a robot and one's alien.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So that's it. I don't know. You know, some people. You know, I only bring this up because I just saw people bitching on my Facebook feed about, I mean, not a lot of people, just certain people bitching. So, you know, It's always good to talk about the bitching.
Man, I always go back to the, man, you can't bitch if you haven't seen that, remember that Terminator Salvation trailer?
Oh, I was just about to think, I was thinking about it, yes.
God, dude, that, see, shit like that, that will ruin a movie. Especially when a movie is, when you actually watch the movie and it's like nothing going for it.
Yeah.
And then they reveal that twist in the trailer, you're like, right. Wow, they fucked up.
I didn't even, you know, the funny thing was, so I saw that trailer, just like you. You go see the movie and like, oh, this is in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he goes to jail. Okay, now the future happened. Wait, what? Because I saw the commercial where he was a robot. So, oh, okay, I guess he's a robot. Damn it, brain!
Right.
That's when you get mad at yourself for being halfway intelligent.
No.
You know. I mean, I know I'm a coon, right, Django? Because, I mean, but sometimes, you know, you can't fool some of the coon all the time, but you can fool some of the coon some of the times. So.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, so I don't know. People got a bitch. I mean, I enjoyed the trailer. It's about to come out in 2 fucking months.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. If anything, I think the people who bitch are the people who watch it over and over, like I talked about.
Yeah.
If you're watching it over and over and over on YouTube, then stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop fucking
and
watching.
Always remember, people, you have a choice. You don't have to watch a trailer.
Unless you went to the theater.
Oh, yeah, unless you went to the theater. Yeah, I get that. Even then, yeah. You just close your eyes if you really, 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 really don't want to fucking see it.
Yeah. And I've done that. I close my eyes. I'm deaf in one ear, so I put my finger in one of my ears and just do that whole, like, you know, you can't hear anything because you're going back and forth on your ear. So, all right, well.
Yeah.
All right, so in this whole, you know, Avengers right around the corner.
Yes, yes it is.
What do you think will be the end credit this time?
I'm wondering if they're going to somehow cram in Spider-Man.
Really?
I'm feeling, I got an itch, maybe they'll have something loose with Spider-Man, but I think the better bet is something, I think Black Panther will probably appear.
Oh, you think they're going to waste the end credit on Black Panther?
Probably be wasting it.
I'm not saying wasting it, but you know, come on now.
Man.
That'd be awesome if they give that broker
obviously, if they use Spider-Man, that will get everybody jumping out of their fucking seats.
Right.
Black Panther, maybe not the case, but I can still see that happening. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that was their original idea, but since the Spider-Man shit happened, they're like, wait a second. Let's rethink this. I don't know. Honestly, I think it's going to be something either having revolve around Spider-Man or Black Panther. That's what I think.
Okay. But there's a bunch of Cody's out there, too. So even I thought about that, you know, a Spider-Man. So will it be better for them to give us what we want, or will it be better for them to kind of trick us and do a Howard the Duck kind of shit?
Howard, that was a special case, Howard the Duck.
It was a special case because Guardians of the Galaxy was a comedy. It was a goofball comedy type of movie.
And it fit so perfect.
And it did. And it made sense. It wasn't out, like, it wasn't totally out in the outfield. But
not at all.
But should they stick to what we all expect, or should they do something different?
I don't know, because honestly, when you saw the first Avengers, were you expecting the Thanos reveal?
Well, that wasn't even an ending.
Well,
sure.
Okay, I guess not. I guess you're right.
I mean, I guess it kind of was, but you know.
Okay.
No.
Well, either way, we weren't expecting it. Either way, correct?
No, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, if they do one or the other, obviously I'm guessing that's what's going to happen, so I'm expecting it. But who knows, man? Maybe they have something else up their sleeve. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, I do wonder if they're going to have another end credit scene that's just like some throwaway gag, like the shawarma sequence.
Yeah,
Avengers, which is pretty funny, very funny actually.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. You know, I mean, at least something, because when they did the Stroma, I don't even think they were expecting the movie to be that well.
Oh, they filmed that like 2 weeks before the movie came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, there's going to be something major. I don't know if it'll be the mid-credits or the end-credits, but it's going to be something major.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's Marvel. Everybody expects to stay after a Marvel film.
Yeah, especially for the Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like when that shitty-ass Spider-Man 2 came out, I had people staying at the end of that.
Oh, yeah, yes. Same here, man.
And people are like, oh, they didn't see it. I'm like, it's not owned by fucking Marvel, yeah, stupid. You know?
Even like people thought something was going to happen in a Man of Steel. They're like standing around like, hey, Marvel, dude.
I saw people sitting after the end of SpongeBob and stuff. Like, I'm like, no, man. Nothing happening.
When we get the Fairly Odd Parents silver, fuck.
Yeah, I know. People do stay at the end of these movies.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they stood at the end of Days of Future Past, and there was something there. Yeah. So. Yeah. but yeah, so who knows? They may catch him off guard.
I hope so. That'd be cool. That'd be very cool.
So, this whole thing, you know, coming out, you know, we've been talking about, okay, so we had a shitty robot come out this week.
Chappy, yeah.
Last week.
That was
crappy.
Shitty movie, yes it was.
Oh, yeah, it's crappy. Man, I need For Real to make a song.
Cause crappy!
Clap your hands if you gonna be a retarded robot killing people, going to sleep. sleepy wipey, whatever that bullshit was.
Jesus. Oh, did you see it?
Oh my god, it was terrible.
Yeah, I
the whole ghetto, like, why ghetto gangsters? All they did was just take Johnny Five and just made it into some kind of gritty bullshit movie.
Man, all it took was one other turn, and this movie could have been great. If he would have just stuck with Dev Patel, that would have been for a great fucking movie.
But and then who didn't?
Sticking with these goddamn South African gangsters.
Okay, African fucking gangsters. Whenever I see gangsters into a film, you know how I feel about gangsters. I know.
Yeah, you made that very clear.
I cannot think. And then you see that albino gangster white woman, and you're like, okay, something's going to happen to her, and some bullshit going to happen. Oh, and
man, I did not give a fuck when she died, dude.
I mean, do we supposed to feel bad because she was a female?
I did.
I mean,
I didn't give a shit. I didn't care at all.
I think that was, I don't know what Neil Blomkamp was trying to do with that movie.
Dude.
When you have Johnny 5-2 look fucking better than this movie.
Yeah.
Johnny 5-2, the same goddamn thing. He gets struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. He becomes sent, you know, have an AI.
Yeah.
He runs into gangsters and shit like that, and then they teach him to be bad and everything, all this other bullshit. God damn, Chappy, why?
And dude, it's so wild, man, because this is the same fucking guy who directed District 9.
That's all he keeps putting on his when he died, he gonna put on his tombstone the same guy who made District 9.
And that was
like, yes.
That was by far the best movie that year. By far, I don't know if you agree, but
I don't know what else came out that much. I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm starting to doubt this month. This
month. Oh yeah, obviously, yeah. I think he's just a one-hit wonder, man. And it's a fortune, man. Because District 9 was so good.
I mean, he's not going to M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong round.
I think he is.
He's
a far off.
Ooh.
Man, if this alien movie is some bullshit, man, like, how could you not say he's... Come on, man.
Oh, damn. Oh, Blomkamp. Yeah, he should just stick to, like... He just stick to, like, visual stuff.
Yeah, but you know what the bad thing is? Like, these films, they're not big studio films. But yeah, they have stuff to do with studios, but they're like huge, like blockbuster type films that have like a attached audience.
Alien,
a whole other story. Big studio film. So,
they need to treat, you know, if I was a director, I would hire him to help design my sets and my pieces and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, he liked the Guillermo del Toro of sci-fi.
Yeah, his visuals are amazing, man. Like, the robots look fantastic.
Even though Chappie did look like a ripoff of this anime Appleseed.
Yeah, you're in the anime shit, so I don't even...
I'm just saying. I wasn't impressed when I saw Chappie. I'm not going to go into that. But I bring up Chappie and other robots because, you know, a lot of talk about AI and a lot of talk about AI coming to life and becoming sentient beings. And... if you had your choice, and you know you can't kill yourself, so you got to pick between either having an AI like a Terminator that want to eliminate humans to make peace, or racist super powered Zimmerman.
Yes.
like racist cops, superpower Zimmermans, what would you have to pick between? They both intend to kill black people.
Yes.
So, you know.
So, lesser two evils here. damn, I'm torn.
Terminator AIs, you know, all these Chappies, they came to life and they realized that humans are a problem and we need to get rid of them. Or the racist superpower Zimmermans cops, Ferguson cops on steroids.
Either way, we're fucked. So I guess going to go with the people who aren't, with the robots who are not racist, is just killing humans.
Exactly. Okay. I think that would be the best answer. At least everybody can get shitted on together.
Exactly.
Maybe if I asked another co-host who wasn't of the caramel persuasion, what he would go with.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he would go with the Zimmerman in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up that our choices is easy to get fucked up by with everyone or just get fucked up myself? God
damn, man. It's 2015. We still make these fucked up choices.
If I ask a white person that, they got a choice in the matter.
Should I die or should I be completely okay? I don't know, guys.
Yeah, these AIs, you know, people write about in books about these artificial intelligence, how we do not need to have artificial intelligence. It's okay just to give them enough programming sense to do program needs for us, but we should not let them have their own intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe, who knows, maybe I'm being a racist towards robots. I've always kind of had a racism towards robots because I don't believe that they should have anything to do but just the job that we give them.
Mm-hmm.
We should be their guys, and that's it.
So you're like a Sigourney Weaver in that movie.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about it. I'm like, hey, here's your job. You can think for yourself. Make sure that shit doesn't go haywire. And then the robot got to say, you know what? Shit only goes haywire because of people. The only way to make shit stop going haywire is to kill all fucking people.
Hey, you see Ultron.
Yeah. We got Ultron over there. He coming.
Mm-hmm.
Ultron fucking coming.
Yeah.
You know? I don't care what you say. Robots are going to come and they're going to fuck our shit up.
Mm-hmm.
We will lose all the time to robots.
Yeah. Luckily, we'll probably be dead by the time that happens. But yeah.
Hopefully. I hope. I pray to God. At least if I just want to get to the robot to the point where we can just fuck them before they start fucking us.
You would say some shit like that.
I'm just saying. That's my dream.
Okay. Man. Like, dude, a Wecker for your dream. Fuck me. I fuck you.
I can just see it. Like, I'm having sex with that last robot before it just stops and just say, no!
Let's make a movie out of that. Call it The Last Robot.
I finally saved all my money to buy my Sexbox 5000, and all of a sudden, she just decides to win. She becomes a sentient.
She becomes a self-respecting woman. You don't respect me.
You must die, man. To squeeze my penis off or something. God damn. Hopefully we had some good snoozing before. Lisa got it in one or twice before
maybe
she...
Maybe we should get you a sex robot. Whoop your ass in the shake. Piece of fucking sense into you. Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine with me. I'll be just like my Japanese counterparts.
There you go.
Out there. Yeah, but so Steve Hawking even told a story how there was a robot, there was a computer program made by some humans, like smart people, and when the computer came on, he said, "Hey, is there a God?" And the computer responds saying, "There is now."
Awesome.
And then when they heard that, they just unplugged that motherfucker. They're like, "Oh, nope." That's a science fiction tale anyway, people. But goddamn, if it did say that, you're like, nope. And the funny thing, like, I was just watching this video. It's called from Vsauce.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing...
Yeah, you know, I'm subscribed to that guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the one about the human extinction?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you get to the part when you talked about the computer who were programmed not to lose a game?
Yep.
And the computer just decided, I'm going to pause the fucking game. And the thing was, like, and the guy who created it talked about how he did not program that into his program. Like, the computer thought the only way to win was to pause the fucking game. Or not the only way not to lose, I should say, is to pause the game.
Hey, man, like, start. Start.
And I hope he took that computer out or that Super Nintendo out there and destroyed it. That's when you need to destroy your PlayStation that point. Can you imagine you trying to play a game that you just bought, and then all of a sudden the game just shut off on you and just say, fuck you, I'm not turning back on. Hey,
shit, man, according to Chappie, it has the capability to do that. Remember he plugged up 5 PS4s? You remember that?
Yeah.
He uploaded his consciousness to it. Okay. I don't know how that works, but all right.
Well, somebody must have been reading that whole thing about Saddam Hussein buying like 80 PlayStation 3.
Uh-huh.
He made a supercomputer out of it.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Stupid. All right, well, hopefully these robots... Yeah, hopefully we're dead before these robots uprise.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fucking kill people.
Hopefully. I don't want any part of that.
Turn into human batteries like the Matrix.
Yes, exactly.
I don't trust these robots or none of this bullshit.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
But, oh, man. So, you got anything else before we get into questions? Oh,
shit. Oh, man. I think we had some good talking tonight, man. I think it was good talking.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, shit, then, man. Let's go ahead and get into the questions.
Illustrious questions. Let me pull these up real quick. I don't think there's any CJ bashing going on this week.
Oh, I actually tried this time.
Yes, you did. I gave you that.
Or try not to get bashed, I guess.
Yeah, try not to fuck up. Yeah. hold on, CJ. There is one thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot about this.
Okay.
I have to send this to you. By any chance, did you watch the UFC fights that Wayne put together?
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah. I already have. I have it in my feed for YouTube.
Okay.
People, if you don't know what this bastard is talking about, this asshole Wayne, he put together a slew of fights of all your greatest movie spoiler podcast hosts.
Mm-hmm.
He put a slew of fights out there. We got a few fights, with one being P1 versus Corey Coleman,
yes,
of DoubleToaster.com. Another one being, of course, of Cody versus Z, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Another one, Wayne versus Tommy from DoubleToaster.com. And the last but not least, but me versus Jordan Marquez. Yeah. And Jordan Marquez kicked my ass.
So I proposed this idea to Wayne to make a logo out of a still picture of him, man. It is genius, and I'm sure you would agree, CJ. I'm sure you would agree. Yeah, so check that out. I just sent it to you on Skype.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you want to watch the fight that I did with Jordan Marquez.
I don't know if you call it a fight.
Come on now, let me call it a fight or something. Oh
boy, CJ. Oh my god.
That's a badass kick.
Yes, woo! Badass three kicks.
So, yeah, Jordan Marquez, the legendary, the guy who took me down in Texas with a kick.
Mm-hmm.
His kick is so great that it translated to a video game and kicked me in the face 3 times, and I went down in 2 minutes.
Yes, you did.
I went down faster than the female wrestler fights. So, yeah.
Aw.
What? They did. They went down pretty fast.
Yeah, actually, you know, she did. Rousey knocked her ass. Yes.
Yeah, she knocked her ass down.
Yeah, she did. Oh, man. So, CJ, tell me you don't love that logo.
No, I don't love that logo.
That's just brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne, for making that for no reason. Nobody asked you to.
No reason.
Nobody asked your ass to make anything. So
I asked him.
Son of a bitch. When I saw that, too, I'm like, I got my ass kicked. And then Wayne said he tried to do it like 5 times in a row, and the game I just kept losing 5 times. That was just the shortest one that I.
I love it. I love it.
So, and I don't know if you won against Z. I didn't get a chance to watch
No, it was a good fight. That was like actually the best fight out of all of them. But yeah, Z ended up winning.
At least you had an 8-minute fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't like walk into the stage and then like fall out.
Right. I did demand a rematch though, so that's what happened. God damn it. Fuck that.
So. Well, you know, you can't win when Z play his movie in the background.
So. Yeah, he was playing that music. That goodbye shit, whatever the fuck you call it. Yeah. So was that. So.
Yeah. And I don't know if Wayne beat Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Wayne controlled that himself, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he made sure that mm-hmm. narcissistic.
Yeah,
guy.
All the rest were.
I see Tommy he's on his ass.
Yeah, the rest is computer control, but he took control of his fight.
That bastard. That's why I couldn't tell him. I couldn't tell the difference between him and Jordan Marquez because they both had that Batman tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Even though Wayne copied off of Jordan.
Oh, boy. CJ just decreased his rep. Around the not worth kicking the ass, the movie spoilers, Browns, man. My God.
There we go. Oh. Next time, if you want to win against Z, you better throw that little girl in there or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any power against the Lolito.
No, he does not. Yeah, I do. God, that sounds horrible. That's my only defense.
Oh, man. Any other questions, man, before we get out of here?
Yeah, questions, sorry. this question comes from the Darkness episode 64. This comment, actually, the first one comes from Melinda. She says, congrats to nominated podcast superstar Cody. It puts a smiley face at the end. Ah, thank you, Melinda. Much appreciated, Missy. Always nice getting love from the spoiling bastards and asshats, or whatever you want to call them, if you will. Darkios, all that good shit. Always nice. Yes, and then the next question starts with Cynthia, or comment rather, comes from Cynthia. Last question. She says, John, I wish you would even try to spin on me, you Bismarcky-looking motherfucker. I would do you worse than what Jordan did to you.
I don't think you can do me worse, because there's actually video made, so there. Ha-ha, he beat you to it, bitch.
She goes on to say, Cody, no, don't invite him to my city. I have enough with TPO when he comes down. I don't need to help hide a deadbeat daddy.
What? Well, thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate it. You ungrateful little. I would love to visit you at the porn studio that you're at the prostitution ring that you're at.
Yeah.
I will definitely tip you well. So you missed out on the tip, young lady.
Jesus Christ. she goes on to say.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Congrats to you though for getting the number one nomination, Cody. Alongside TPO. Thanks, Cynthia. Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
Yeah, good job, P1 and Cody. Y'all did an awesome job. Hopefully you win. Hopefully you help him win, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. So I hope you're voting and validating your emails when you get it. Because I had to validate it. And I'm like, I had to. You got to make sure that I'm not a robot or spam account.
But yeah, I'm gonna try to make an effort to come out of Vegas. So I do want to make that shit happen. So
yeah, they do got legalized prostitution. So that's all.
Yeah, whatever you say, CJ.
That's what I heard. I don't know. Shit,
is it legalized out there? I have no idea.
I thought it was at least in Vegas.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
You tell me, Cynthia. You know, get your work for sure and let us know.
Damn.
So thank you.
Shit, I guess I should put this out there for all the other listeners out there. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be out there the week of the podcast awards, or the day rather, that night. So yeah, shit, if you're out there, give me a call, give me a ring, give me a message, whatever.
let me know. I don't know if CJ can be out there because no TPO told him to stay the fuck away. So
he did. He did. He was very. I don't understand what that was about, but that's fine. That's fine. I got other stuff to do anyway. So yeah.
Damn, he said, fuck you.
He said, fuck me. I can't say fuck you to him. He already told me to fuck off. I'm not gonna argue with that. I'm like, all right, that's how you feel. That's fine.
Oh man.
I haven't been told fucked off before.
Oh, I know.
He would not be the first and he would not be the last.
I'm sure that's the case, CJ.
I'm sure that is the case.
You, yep. I'm back, son of a bitch.
I was really dumbfounded too when he messaged me on Facebook. I'm like, oh well, Zink that escalated quickly.
Yeah, he was not like CJ.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, well, yeah, he created this, so yeah. That's all. I think it'll be like Herbie too, man. I guess
so. Like,
and doesn't go away. The much ointment he tried to put on, I'm still gonna be there. So
there you go.
I just won't inflame his ass as much as we used to. But goddamn. I still support him. It's not a bitch, but
yeah.
Oh well.
Not enough, CJ.
Hey, you know.
Not enough.
That's okay. I'm doing to him he doing to me what I'm doing to my illegitimate child. Just giving them daddy issues and not giving that person love.
There you go.
That's all they want from a person.
Tasting your message, CJ.
Yeah. Thank you, B1. You know how that
is. Karma is a bitch.
Sure, karma. We believe in any of that Cosmo bullshit. So, yeah, that's all. So, anyway, people, that's the darkness.
That is the darkness.
I gotta just say, just go ahead and don't forget to vote again. Vote and validate your emails.
PodcastAwards.com, Movie Spoilers Podcast, under the movie
right.
Category.
Movie Sacks.
Make it happen. Make your voice heard.
Yeah. Yeah, vote for that Movie Sack podcast because they just put up a podcast, too.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Put up content. Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, y'all can't say nothing about my ass. Y'all gotta go to that website. Look at that bullshit, all in yellow. God damn.
Well, Shelly, at least CJ's there at some point. Within a month.
If anything, I'll miss a week or something, or an hour, right, or some bullshit.
Those motherfuckers.
I ain't gonna miss a whole, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Three months, and then have the nerd get nominated? Yeah. That would be one you'd be mad about.
And win?
I hope they... Oh, man, if they win again in front of him.
I swear to God, man. I would be drinking extra hardcore that night if that's the case.
So, well, all righty then. Go ahead and end it off,
yeah.
Cody.
Yes, people, we appreciate you for listening to us tonight. We know you have a choice to listen to podcasts. And we adore you. We adore you for choosing the darkness over all those other ones right now. And CJ, if they want to get in touch with you, where should they find you?
They can find me at Chicago John on Facebook or Lou Joe on Twitter.com. So just add me on Twitter. Or you can find me on Chicago John Google Plus. If you use Google, nobody uses Google Plus.
No, they don't. But it's there.
Yeah, it is there.
I'm say it.
Because YouTube forced it on you.
So. I totally forgot how Google Plus until last week. So yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, pick my brain a little bit, shoot the shit, or like I said before, tell me go fuck myself. I appreciate it all the same. You can find me on the Twitter sphere at Cody W, or if you're more of a Mark Zuckerberg zealot, you can find me on Facebook at Cody Williams. I'm sure you will recognize my face when you see it. And always remember, people, in order to get to that light at the end of the tunnel, you must first go through...
the darkness.
The darkness. Later, you beautiful bastards, you.
Take care, people. Don't get caught in that Jaden light.
Oh, God. You don't want to do that. Jesus Christ.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody.